Holiday, I need to talk to you.
I can't hear you. Water's running. If you're gonna lecture me, can't it wait till I'm done?
No lecture. Just an apology. Still wanna wait?
Shower's off. Towel's on. I'm listening.
I'm sorry I got so upset back in Texas when you...
Attacked Dr. Zaslow?
Yes. I wasn't mad at you. I was just... scared.
You were scared? Of me?
And that's not what I...
What are you scared of? That I'm some kind of trained assassin? That someday the skill I'm using to protect this family will be turned against you? Is that what you think?
Holiday, come sit down. Listen, before I became a mother, I had this vision of what kind of mom I was going to be. I wanted to be the mom who encouraged her kids to do whatever they were passionate about. And that was pretty easy with Cyrus, because he loved science and I could relate. And Birdie, she's such a free spirit. It's easy to get caught up in her enthusiasm for pretty much everything. So even though there were surprises, I still thought I was doing a pretty okay job. And then you came along.
And what's my passion? Oboe? Hoverboard? Surviving falls from tall buildings?
For so long, I was scared about you learning the truth. So scared to lose you, Holiday, that I hid who you were. I wanted you to believe you were this ordinary kid. And I wanted you to lead an ordinary kid life.
But I'm not. I never will be.
No.
And for all you know, I'm a scary weapon.
No, that's not who you are. You are extraordinary, Holiday. You are amazing. I don't know how you do the things you do, but I marvel at them. And they have saved this family more times than I can count. I love you. Every part of you.
But what if I'm this way because I was created to hurt people?
It doesn't matter what you were created to be. I know who you are now.
But what about the memories I'm having from before you found me? What if I remember something really bad?
Wherever you came from, you ended up here with us. Whatever you did before doesn't matter. Because I know your heart. So does your father. And Cyrus, and Birdie, your brother and sister. You're not a trained assassin. You're not a weapon. You're Holiday Anders. You're my daughter.
A daughter with scary abilities.
And I want you to use them. I want you to understand them and master them so that you don't have to hurt anyone. Because your abilities are part of who you are.
Will you help me master them?
You want me to?
Every superhero needs a super team, right?
I'm with you. We all are. But you deserve to have a little fun, too. Want to join the girls at the pool?
If it's okay, I'd like to just stay here with you, Mom.
Well, I definitely think that can be arranged.
Ugh! Quit splashing me, Birdie! You're getting me all wet!
We're at a pool, Brinley. It's kind of what's supposed to happen.
Come on, swim with me, Ruthie B.
Have some fun.
First of all, there's nothing fun about swimming in a sad little indoor pool at a sad little motel with
If you say sad little girl, you get soaked.
Don't you dare.
Come on, put on your bathing suit. We'll play Marco Polo.
I'll pass.
Don't you ever want to have fun?
I have plenty of fun.
When?
Well...
And it can't involve killing animals.
I was going to say I had fun telling off that Ernie guy who ran the diner.
See? And pulling the scam on Dr. Z was fun, right?
It wasn't not fun.
No, you could maybe say thanks once in a while.
For what?
For my fam not leaving you on the street.
My house wouldn't have been burned down in the first place if it wasn't for Holiday and your family. Do you know how long it's been since I've seen my dad?
I know it's hard. I get sad too. I start thinking about my room back at home and...
Birdie, shut up.
I was trying to relate to you.
No, I mean shut up. Did you hear that? It sounded like a walkie-talkie.
I don't hear anything.
Well, stop talking then. There it is again.
Birdie, look outside the window.
Shrugs.
And a lot of scary-looking guys in them.
Oh no, Whittier found us again.
Or the army, which is worse.
No way, Whittier is way worse. Those people are evil.
And the army is the army.
That's not even an argument.
What? Never mind.
Unless there's another family of wanted criminals hanging out in Tulsa, whoever those guys are, they're coming for us.
We have to warn my family.
Sorry about that. My dad was hovering and I didn't want to tip him off. He and Badger went out, so I was able to sneak away. I just sent you an email. It contains all the information you need, and don't worry, it's all legit. I can't believe I'm saying this, but you and I want the same thing, Miss Graves.
I'm opening the email as we speak, Cyrus. I knew you were the man for the job. It's such a pleasure having you on the team again.